Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Not everyone is on board when it comes to high-speed internet. Landowners near the proposed site of a 150-foot tower, roughly halfway between Powell and Cody, have objected to the project being undertaken by TCT. James Jolovich and members of his family told Park County commissioners that the tower was too close to their property when the matter came before the council in November. His list of complaints included impacts on health, his view, and the effect on property values. Commissioners greenlighted the project despite Jolovich's concerns. He has now filed an appeal in Park County District Court seeking to overturn that decision. What some residents are saying amounts to nitpicking. The Cody building inspector will not sign off on the new bus barn over three items he contends go against submitted plans, with two of those being purely cosmetic. A different siding was used and a lack of planters on one side of the building, plus a driveway that's not quite long enough, have held up the final okay on the new facility. The $3.5 million building will sit empty until officials address the inconsistencies. That will happen at the next meeting of the Cody Planning and Zoning Committee to see if the building can be approved.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the home convenience store.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A day after a violent mob stormed the U.S. Capitol, the Wyoming Republican Party released a statement condemning the violence, but said it would wait for the facts on whether Trump supporters were actually responsible for the breach. In a statement, the party chastised the media for rushing to the conclusion that the president's supporters were responsible for the violent seizure of the Capitol. Some believe others, with a different agenda, were in the crowd disguised as Trump supporters, and it was those individuals that incited the violence. To date, there is no proof that is what occurred. Wyoming's congressional delegation, who were among those evacuated from the Capitol building, have split on the issue, with Representative Liz Cheney vehemently speaking out against overturning the election, and Senators John Barrasso, who said he would vote to confirm the Electoral College results, and Cynthia Loomis, who did join the challenge to the results from Pennsylvania. Cheney has been by far the most outspoken critic of Trump and his supporters, blaming the president for inciting a mob, then lighting the match that set them off. All three members of the delegation did denounce the violence, which saw four people killed and over 50 arrested. An anti-abortion bill that passed both houses of the Wyoming legislature by wide margins last session, but which was vetoed by Governor Mark Gordon, has been filed for the 2021 legislative session. Senate File 34 is known as the Born Alive Bill. The legislation mandates that any infant who is born alive despite an abortion attempt must be given life-saving procedures. In the legislative debate last year, opponents of the bill had argued that the measure was unneeded and intrusive since Wyoming already bans abortions after the point when a fetus can live outside the womb other than medical emergencies. Opponents also argued that such decisions are between a woman and her doctor. But supporters say the bill is needed to protect babies born in all circumstances and to prevent laws allowing for the killing of infants right up until the point of natural birth, which they say are in effect in such states as New York and Virginia. Governor Gordon vetoed the measure, saying there were already laws in place in Wyoming against late-term abortions, which would be the main situation in which the bill would apply. He also said he was concerned the measure would have unintended consequences. The governor, at the time he issued his veto, said he is pro-life on the abortion issue. The bill passed the Wyoming House in 2020 on a 44-16 vote. It passed the Senate 23-7. It is sponsored by Senator Sherrie Steinmetz, a Republican representing Goshen, Niobrara, and Weston counties. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.